During the month of April, we will be considering the topic of salvation. If you are a Christian, then these things will be a good reminder for you. If you're not a Christian, then our hope and our desire is that you will earnestly consider these matters and come into a better understanding of the Scriptures. We encourage you to have the nobility of the Bereans. Luke recorded in Acts the 17th chapter and verse 11, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so." If we can help you in your obedience to God, then please let us know by emailing us. In Luke the 8th chapter, verses 4 through 8, a parable is recorded by Luke concerning Jesus. In Luke 8 and verse 4 and following, the Bible says, "And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, 'He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.'" Notice in the parable, the same seed was sown in four types of soil: the wayside soil, the rocky soil, the thorny soil, and the good soil. In this lesson, we are concerned with the wayside soil. The lesson for the next 3 days will be considering the other three types of soil. Now, in the same text, the disciples asked Jesus for an explanation of the parable. Jesus said the seed is the Word of God. And so the seed then, the Word of God, fell upon the wayside soil, the rocky soil, the thorny soil, and the good soil. In Luke the 8th chapter, verse 12, he explains the seed falling upon the wayside soil. He said, "Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil, and take away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved." Now notice, these people heard the word of God, and may have even been moved by it, at least to some extent, but they refused to believe. Certainly is the case that the devil had a part in this. He tempted them. However, though Satan tempted them, they are still the ones who decided not to believe and to be saved. They are totally non-receptive to the gospel. That's the wayside soil. I remember a number of years ago in Riga, Latvia, a man named Sergei and I were talking. Sergei had been reading this particular parable, and he said, "You know, I wonder what kind of soil I am." I think it's a good question for all of us. What kind of soil are you? Are you the wayside soil? Are you the kind of soil that will accept the word like the Bereans and be saved? If you would like to learn more about the Bible, then please enroll in our Bible Study course on this website.